This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Marion Westram. A new clinic specializing in gynecological and menopausal issues has recently opened in Tunbridge Wells. I'm now joined by Anne Henderson, consultant gynecologist, British Menopause Society accredited specialist, and owner of the Amara Clinic.
I'm delighted to have finally opened my specialist women's health clinic in Tunbridge Wells. It's been a huge amount of work, effort, blood, sweat and tears, as they say, but we're absolutely delighted at the final result. My lifelong dream has been to be able to offer a really specialist service for women, with experts delivering that service in a lovely setting, a relaxing setting, which is a medical setting but isn't clinical. So it's relaxing, it's a pleasure to be in. And we also want to be able to offer a one-stop service. So I want patients to be able to come, have the consultations, to start medication, which can be dispensed from clinic if that's what they choose to do, and to have things like blood tests and pelvic scans done under the same roof as well.
Does the Amara Clinic also offer complementary treatments?
Yes, complementary health has been a huge interest of mine for many years, and I have collaborated for probably the best part of a couple of decades now with Anita Ralph, who's a very renowned local menopausal herbalist, and she runs the Medicine Tree in West Malling. And this interest ended up being part of my book, Natural Menopause, which was published by Dorling Kindersley in 2021. Anita was a major contributor to the herbal and complementary sections. So yes, Anita and I have worked together for many years, and we share patients in common because we're very keen to make sure that people have access to both conventional HRT, if that's what they want, and also complementary therapies, if that's more appropriate.
Coming up on the 11th of March is the Hope in Menopause event at Hope Church in Tunbridge, and you are going to be the speaker there. Which aspects of the menopause will you be addressing?
Well, I'm going to give the audience as much of a general overview as they feel would be helpful, and then perhaps tackling the thorny issues with menopause that never seem to go away. These are things like the breast cancer risk, the length of time once you take HRT, do you have to stop at 60 or can you go on beyond, and should I be on patches or gels, or is there a particular type of HRT that would be more beneficial? I'd be very happy to take questions from the audience as well.
Why are events like this so important, you think?
Well, it gives women a chance to self-educate and self-inform, and I think that's really important nowadays in health. I mean, one can't help but see that the NHS, although it's a fantastic institution, it really is struggling, and the healthcare practitioners who are working under very difficult circumstances are struggling to deliver an ideal service. And menopause, unfortunately, is in many cases, it's bottom of the pile. It's not an important topic in the acute NHS services at the moment. Clinics are struggling. I've heard that some women are waiting 9-12 months to get an appointment, and even then the appointment may be cancelled at short notice. So there is really a dearth of availability of help and support, and I think women are really voting with their feet. They're taking matters into their own hands. They're listening to podcasts and blogs, and they're looking at mainstream and social media.
Anne Henderson of the Amara Clinic. I'm Marion Westram for West Kent Radio.